more than 23 years here at WBGO. Brian Delp has been bringing you great jazz during the overnight. Brian, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Doug. I just finished, so.
You just came off another wonderful shift. We're here in the morning, Saturday morning. Tell us about your most satisfying or memorable experiences during your run here at WBGO as we celebrate the station's 40th birthday.
That's good. I'd say every night is satisfying when you're sitting and spending 5 or 6 hours of music that you really love and you know that you're playing it for people who really love it. That's very satisfying. I walk out of here every morning, Monday through Friday at 6:01, right after turning over to Gary Walker, and I'm always happy. I'm tired, too, because it's a lot of work.
You came from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City, originally, yes, that's my hometown. But when I came here, I actually came here from North Dakota in Bismarck, where I'd done the exact same job for 10 years, except I did it slightly earlier in the evening instead of the overnight. We didn't have an overnight out there.
What is it about jazz that has made you want this to be your career?
Oh, because I've always loved the music. I've been in love with it since I was 5. And I became even more in love with it the more I did it on air. I started doing this, hosting jazz programs, that is, in college, and that was back in 1983. So it's a long stretch, and it's always very, very satisfying. You're not only presenting the music that has a full century of history, but you're also playing music that's being created today, and especially by musicians who are working in the clubs in the jazz capital of the world every night, a lot of whom are my friends these days after spending 20 years on this scene.
You mentioned the clubs. What's been the best concert? I know that's a tough thing to narrow down.
But
what's
been... possibly tell you that. The last one we saw. There you go.
tell me a couple of them that you really enjoyed. You don't have to pick out the best.
Okay. That's really tough. Let's see. The night after my wife Susan and I were married, we took my brother and sister-in-law to Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola to see the incredible Frank West, the saxophonist and flutist, who was in his 90s by then, and he was just outstanding. I will never forget that night. And more recently, a couple of years ago, John Pizzarelli was in Birdland with Antonio Carlos Jobim's grandson, Daniel Jobim, and they were celebrating Jobim and Sinatra's collaboration at 50. So this must have been 2017, because the original was in 1967. That was an incredible show. Everybody was extremely happy with that show.
Strangest night on the air here?
Well, if you want to know the most challenging, you're probably going to get the same answer from more than one of us. And for me, that was September 12th, 2001. That's without a doubt the most difficult and challenging show I've ever done, but also one of the most satisfying ever.
We've heard many people talk about how coming back on the air with regular programming gave everybody a sense of normalcy after that horrific event.
Oh, absolutely. And I heard from many, many of our listeners about that very topic, and that's exactly what they were saying. But that sense of normalcy was awful hard to simulate when you're sitting in that control room all by yourself.
Having the number of announcers that we've had here at WBGO stay with this radio station through the years, why is that?
Well, it's got to be a certain amount of job satisfaction. It's not for the money. No, seriously, it's when you're – I think Gary Walker actually says it best, because he and I and everybody else here have all worked at other stations before. And he said – after you've been on the air in New York City, everything else is Denny's. And that's quite true. There's nothing wrong with Denny's. Frankly, I think they serve a great breakfast. But you can get it anywhere. You know, you can only get this here. And you can only get what we offer at WBGO, and we do it very well, here from WBGO. And all around the world at WBGO.org. Since we started streaming our signal onto the internet, and we were one of the first to do this in this market, I have made a lot of friends, and I hear from people all night long, all over the world, where for a lot of them, especially in Europe and in the UK, I'm their morning guy.
Can you talk to us a little bit about some of your more memorable events you emceed?
One that I do every year is the Charlie Parker Festival. Sheila Anderson, our weekend Jazz After Hours host, and I have been splitting the Charlie Parker Festival, which is a weekend-long event, for a number of years now. When I first started doing it, I did the whole thing. That was that was tough to do both days. So I was glad when Sheila decided to come on board and do the portion that's in her neighborhood in Harlem. And I've been taking the Sunday portion in Tompkins Square Park for a number of years, 15 years now, as a matter of fact. That's very satisfying. It's a wonderful event. City Parks Foundation, they do an incredible job with it every year. We have a great time. And to step on stage and celebrate the legacy of Charlie Parker in front of thousands of people is fun. It's a rush. But if you want to know my most memorable MC duty that I ever had, it was one of the very first times I ever emceed Midsummer Night's Swing at Lincoln Center. And this is back in the old days when the stage was set up on Josie Robertson Plaza, not in Damrosch Park Bandshell. There's nothing wrong with the Bandshell. It's great for that event these days. I've done it there too. But on Josie Robertson Plaza, this has got to be about 20 years ago, I stepped on that stage for the first time and looked out at the ultimate New York scene. People going to Avery Fisher Hall for the Philharmonic, people going to the Met Opera House for the Metropolitan Opera, people going behind me to Alice Tully Hall, or the State Theater, rather, for the ballet. But all those people out there getting ready to dance, and when I stepped on that stage, there was complete silence on that plaza. And I started talking, and I heard my voice echo off of these magnificent buildings right in the heart of Midtown Manhattan, and I got a huge rush. I didn't stumble or anything. I just kept right on doing what I was doing. But in the back of my head, I thought, man, I have arrived.
You've had an incredible run here at WBGO. One last question, and it might not be an easy one to answer, but okay, we're going to ask it. Your shift has come to an end, and you know that WBGO will be no longer tomorrow morning. And you only get one more song to play. What are you playing on the overnight?
Oh, wow. You're right. That is a hard question. God, there's so many. There's a few I could think of. Okay, yeah, right offhand, Stolen Moments by Oliver Nelson.
And why?
Well, because what else are we doing all night long but stealing moments and listening to this music? And some people do it with me for hours. Some people give me 15 minutes. But I'm always glad that I'm there for them, especially for each individual person who loves this music as much as we do and supports this music just like we do.
Brian Delp, thanks for being a part of WBGO for more than 23 of the 40 years of existence. And thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
My pleasure, Doug. I'm always glad to see you because I know it's almost time to go home.